The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 5, Son of Laughter, God's Special Promise to Abraham, from Genesis 12 through 21. Years passed, and things didn't get any better. People were still just as cruel and mean to one another. They still got sick and died. God's world was still full of tears. It was never meant to be like this. But God was getting ready to do something about it. He was going to make all the wrong things right. And he was going to do it through a family. Abraham, God said, how many stars are there? God was about to tell his friend a wonderful secret.
Let me see,
Abraham said, rolling up his sleeves. But have you ever tried counting stars? Then you know how hard it is.
993,994,997.
No, no, wait. 1, 2. Of course, he kept losing count.
Oh, too many, he said.
Guess what? God laughed. I will give you so many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, you won't be able to count them either. Abraham couldn't help giggling at such a wonderful idea. But he stopped himself. How could he have a family? Don't be silly. He didn't have any children, let alone grandchildren. He wiped away a tear. Anyway, it was far too late for him to start having babies at his age. He was 99 years old. What could God mean? Abraham, God said, believe me. And then God told Abraham his secret rescue plan. Abraham, I will make your family very big, God promised, until one day your family will come to number more than even all the stars in the sky. Abraham looked up at the dark night sky, thick with stars. You will be my special family, my people, and through you, everyone on earth will be blessed. It was an incredible promise. God was going to rescue the world through Abraham's family. One of his great-great-great-grandchildren would be the child, the promised one, the rescuer.
But it's too wonderful, Abraham said. How can it be true?
Is anything too good to be true? God asked. Is anything too wonderful for me? So, Abraham trusted what God said more than what his eyes could see, and he believed. Now, when Abraham's wife, Sarah, heard God's promise, she just laughed to herself. But it wasn't a happy laugh. It had tears in it. She'd always wanted a baby. Could her dreams come true? Could she really have a baby when she was 90 years old? No, of course not. Don't be silly. It was far too late. Sarah didn't believe God could do what he promised. She had forgotten that when God says something, it's as good as done. Of course, it was as easy for God to give her a baby son as it was for him to make all the stars in the sky. Sure enough, 9 months later, just as God had promised, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. They named him Isaac, which means son of laughter. And Sarah laughed. But this time, it was a glorious, happy laugh. Her dream had come true. God would do as he promised.
He would always look after Abraham's family, his special people. And one day, God would send another baby. A baby promised to a girl who didn't even have a husband. But this baby would bring laughter to the whole world. This baby would be everyone's dream come true. All right, today's story tells a story of God's promise to Abraham. Now, the story doesn't give all the details that the Bible gives. In the Bible, we actually find out that many, many years pass between when God actually made the promise to Abraham and the time when he actually had his son. Many years passed, and Abraham still believed God. He trusted God. And God fulfilled his promise. When God made this promise to Abraham, Abraham didn't have any children. But Abraham believed God. Now, at the time when Abraham was receiving these promises, God also made several other promises to him. He promised him that he would have a son and many descendants, people that came after him, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. He also promised that he would have a land, that he would give him the land that Abraham saw for his children to possess. He promised him that he would also be a blessing, that he would be a blessing to the entire world. And that is what Jesus did. Jesus, one of Abraham's descendants, came and was a blessing to the earth. All the world is blessed through him. And so we see these promises made, and God keeps his promises. And so we need to think about the promises that God made to us and trust him. When God says something, he'll do it. We can trust what the Bible says, and we can trust what God says, because what God said is always true, and God's promises are always fulfilled. They may not be fulfilled in the way that we expect, or the timing that we expect them to be, but God always keeps his promises. Lord, I pray that today you would help us to think about the things that you have promised us, and to realize that you always keep your word. If we read something in the Bible, it is always true. If you tell us something, we can trust it is true, and that you will keep your word, that you will keep your promises. Help us today to trust and follow you as Abraham did, and have faith and believe in you. Lord, we pray all this in your name. Amen.